escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right in the middle.
Just like that, the lead's now two for Brian Harman, his fifth birdie of the day.
Brian Harman with the lead. He is a previous winner. Right now he is plus 750 to win it. Scheffler the favorite. Scheffler is like, he's five strokes back final round and he's even money. He has not gone on the course today. He goes out in the afternoon group. If the weather holds up, I would expect Scheffler to go low. A lot of guys have had good numbers out there today. Scheffler is four off the lead, and I would not feel uncomfortable betting him to lead by the end of this round. Keegan Bradley for birdie leaves it just short. We're seeing some good golf out there at Royal Port Rush. Jeremy White and Chris Trapasso, he's in today for a couple hours here on WGR. Joe's off today. We're back with Joe on Monday. The Bills have made it official. TJ Sanders signs his contract. So all the Bills draft picks are under contract. The way this had been going, we kind of had said don't worry about it, because once the Niners got in there and kind of broke it open with Alfred Collins in the middle of the second round, Sanders has taken two picks before. He gets a good chunk of his deal guaranteed. Great, whatever, it's fine. Everything, great, he's here. One thing, Chris, I want to ask you about this. We spent last segment talking a lot about Keon Coleman. One thing, here's something Bills fans I think would sign up for. This year's rookie class, giving more to the team than last year's rookie class.
Oh, 100%.
Last year, it's Coleman and Ray Davis.
That's about it. Kind of it.
Like Bishop, Dwayne Carter, they played sparingly. It's Coleman and Ray Davis. Mm-hmm. And this year, I mean, you got three guys in the first three picks defensively that I think Bills fans are anticipating will play a regular role. In Max Harrison, TJ Sanders, and Landon Jackson. And that's to say nothing about the rest of their picks, where there's some pieces in here. I mean, even down to Jackson Hawes. So, you know, you spent a lot of time in this draft class. Let's get to it. Let's start with Sanders, who's the most recent guy to sign and completes their draft class. How did you like the pick, and what do you think he can do to make an impact here in year one?
I absolutely loved the TJ Sanders pick. I had him graded as my number 34 overall player. They got him at 41. So just because of that, just looking at the difference there, the disparity in those rankings, I obviously liked the selection, but I thought he was, like, more specifically the exact type of defensive tackle that they needed. I think you guys probably said the name Kenneth Grant probably 800 times.
Bunch of times. He was mocked to go there all the time, then he went, 14th?
Sure. And everyone was under the impression, and justifiably so, that because of Star Latulele and Jordan Phillips, that the Bills like and need this 340-pounder next to Ed Oliver.
And yet they always go away from it.
Yes. They ultimately do go away from it. They bring back Quentin Jefferson, who's not really that type. But they have gone into many seasons during the Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott era with that classic nose tackle next to Oliver. For as much as I would have been okay with Kenneth Grant, which is kind of funny to say that now because he went 13th overall, like nowhere remotely close to where the Bills picked, my biggest thing during the pre-draft process for the Bills, when I would get asked about defensive linemen, and that was probably more talked about than any other position, was they need another pass rusher on the inside. And that's precisely what TJ Sanders is. He is about as athletic as Ed Oliver. I think he comes in with more polish than Ed Oliver did, with using his hands, pass rush moves. And he's from the SEC. Like, Ed Oliver was in the, what's Houston?
Conference USA?
Conference USA or the AAC at that point.
Double check, yeah.
in 2018. So he was in the SEC and was highly productive from a
Big 12.
Big 12. I mean, now, but moved, then they were in the AAC or whatever they were in, Conference USA. TJ Sanders, last two seasons, highly productive in the SEC, can win in a variety of ways. I loved that pick, and I think he gives you exactly what you want from a rookie deal player, that he can come in and be productive immediately, and there's long-term potential because of his athleticism that he can become even better in year two and year three before you have to give him that big contract.
Just to clarify, they were in the American Athletic
AAC,
Conference.
AAC, told you.
Yeah.
There you
go. It was from Conference USA to the AAC to the Big 12.
So much movement.
It's important. You know, we got to get these things right. All right, so you expect him to come in and be able to just kind of fit right in?
Yes. What I would say of the first three picks, I would be surprised if Landon Jackson comes in and is instant impact. Like, the fact that the Bills got him in round three, I think that was, they felt he's not going to last much longer than the third round because he's big and long, and the athleticism is through the roof. He had over a 40-inch vertical, but the rawness to his game at Arkansas, although he was kind of trending in the right direction in his final season, the rawness was very easy to see on film. I think that was a, hey, we hope that in 26 and 27 he becomes a really good player. I think players like Dorian Strong and Jordan Hancock, the day three D-backs that they picked, that kind of,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Outside corner, slot corner, safety, those players have more of an opportunity to be good right away and to come in and contribute, and to what you're saying, give more contributions in year one from the rookie class as a whole than what the Bills saw last year.
Yeah. Max Harrison with the first pick. I mean, he's a speedy guy and risk taker, and I think a lot of Bills fans would have him kind of penciled in or written in pen at corner two because of what's behind him. There's veterans to beat out and veterans that are respected. There's no doubt about that. Like, Tre'Davious White's going to have a lot of respect of Bills Mafia and Dane Jackson too. You feel like he's got a really good spot, really good chance here to be that guy right off the bus?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was on with Mike earlier this week, and he asked me, do you think it's Trey White's job that Hairston has to take from him at camp or vice versa? I think it's Hairston's job, and what, 31-year-old Trey White needs to come in and have just a tremendous training camp and look like Trey White in his prime to be the starter week one opposite Christian Benford.
Gotcha. So Hairston's to lose.
I think so. He is a different breed that they've had at corner in the entire Sean McDermott era. 4.28, super twitchy, ball skills are through the roof, can run with anybody. He's just different. They've had the high floor, low ceiling guys. He's the opposite of that.
You know, it's funny, like, a caller this week asked level of concern if Hairston doesn't win the job over Trey White. And there's built into that as well, you know, you don't want to judge a guy just
by training camp.
Right. Yeah.
His first training camp.
Josh Allen didn't beat out Nathan Peterman in training camp.
Yeah, so just, good call.
I want to put that out there for say whatever it's worth. Allen lost the starting job, or they were going to be patient with him.
Sure.
And the other position where that is a big deal and probably a bigger deal, and it's not a rookie, and that's Cole Bishop and DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
Like Bishop's got it's Bishop's job.
I think so.
And if he doesn't hold on to it because Hamlin does, like that's a problem.
Agreed.
I don't think anybody would anticipate that happening. It's the kind of thing like we're banking on Bishop, who has a lot of the physical skills that they want there. Like whenever we were talking about safety and Nick Emmanuel or whatever, like I would always point to Cole Bishop having the elite athleticism. So year two for him, the Bills pointed out that he missed the start of camp. He was injured. Their safety room last year, it kind of started behind schedule.
Way behind schedule from the jump
because Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop. And now we're into the season and it's Rapp and Hamlin. And that's kind of ultimately what you ended with. So this year, whether it's a supplementary piece in Derek Forrest, but this year it's got to be Rapp and Bishop. And they definitely need better play from that position because it had never been a weak point of a McDermott defense before, and it was a really big glaring weak point.
Yeah, I think you framed that perfectly because Bishop was having a good camp. I think – didn't he get injured on an interception or a pass breakup last year in camp? That they definitely started behind the eight ball or not – that position didn't go as planned, especially with the whole Mike Edwards situation like you mentioned. And I think you framed it perfectly because it is important to talk about Cole Bishop's size and athleticism. He's 6'2", 206, ran 4.45 with a 39-inch vertical. So he's not Nick Emmanuel, but he's not this overachiever who's not a great athlete that they have to hope that McDermott and Bobby Babich get the most out of him. He is a big-time athlete at the safety spot. And I think late in the season and even in that AFC title game, you started to see some of the signs because he didn't play until so late in the year that Cole Bishop can be that Swiss Army knife that I think Sean McDermott really likes in the secondary. And I think bringing back DeMar Hamlin on essentially like a veteran minimum deal kind of says like, hey, we're going to pay you this, but we want you to be our safety 4 or 5, not one of our starters week one.
Chris Rapasso with me here for a couple hours on WGR as we roll through a Friday. It's cooler out there. I've had people tweeting me that it feels like fall.
Really?
Yeah. Look, maybe.
Yeah, that's a little.
It's a little early for that. It's 62 now. It's going to get up to 70.
Well, I guess this would, if this was like September 29th, it would be a fall as elite day for
sure.
Yeah,
that's right.
For sure.
It's going to be warm. We got 83 tomorrow. We've got
It's going to get to 75 today, I think.
Yeah, next week we're back up into the 80s as well. But this morning had more of a chill than it has the last couple of days. We had a lot of heat. So anyway, enjoy it. Nice breeze out there. Good day to golf if you can hit the golf course. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Is that Darren Clark?
It is Darren Clark.
Yes, love that.
+4, Darren Clark.
He's going to make the cut.
He birdied number 3. Old Darren Clark.
He's got a couple of British Open wins, right? 2?
Think so.
In like the Tiger era in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he in the video game, Darren Clark?
I think so.
Played so much Tiger Woods video game back in the day.
Yeah.
So much. It was great. Who was in that game? Charles Howell III.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is in that game? That like
was Ty Tryon in that game?
Yes.
Because he was like supposed to be the next Tiger and never amounted to anything.
Boy, who's in those games? Guys that we forgot they existed.
Was Lee Westwood in the game?
Maybe. I'll look it up.
Charles Howell is a good poll. That's a really good poll.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.